In 1947, a young Bedouin shepherd boy was tending his flock of sheep at Qumran on the banks of the Dead Sea. After hearing one of his idly thrown rocks strike a ceramic pot inside a nearby empty cave, the boy found within the broken pot pages of ancient texts. A total of 850 sacred texts were eventually discovered, all around 2,000 years old. These scriptures, now known as the Dead Sea Scrolls, contained many details about an ancient spiritual group called the Essenes. Other teachings of the Essenes have been unearthed from the secret archives of the Vatican. The Essenes were often found in communities where meditation or prayer was an important part of daily life that was dedicated to God. The faithful carried within a beautiful light, the light of God, and this light was to be shared with other inhabitants of the earth. With respect for all forms of life, the Essenes' diet was purely vegetarian. Today we present the ancient wisdom of the Essenes with excerpts from the Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 3.
The Angel of Eternal Life. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Upon the earth was no man created like Enoch, for he was taken from the earth. He was as the morning star in the midst of a cloud, and as the moon at the full, as the sun shining upon the temple of the Most High, and as the rainbow giving light in the bright clouds, and as the flower of roses in the spring of the year, as lilies by the rivers of waters, and as the branches of the frankincense tree in the time of summer, and as a fair olive tree budding forth fruit, and as a cypress tree which groweth up to the clouds. The first follower of the law was Enoch, the first of the healers, of the wise, the happy, the glorious, the strong, who drove back sickness and drove back death. He did obtain a source of remedies to withstand sickness and to withstand death, to withstand pain and to withstand fever, to withstand the evil and infection which ignorance of the law had created against the bodies of mortals.
We invoke Enoch, the master of life, the founder of our brotherhood, the man of the law, the wisest of all beings, the best ruling of all beings, the brightest of all beings, the most glorious of all beings, the most worthy of invocations amongst all beings, the most worthy of glorification amongst all beings, who first thought what is good, who first spoke what is good, who first did what is good, who was the first priest, the first plower of the ground, who first knew and first taught the word and the obedience to the holy law. To all the children of light he gave all the good things of life. He was the first bearer of the law. It is written, the words of Father Enoch, we sacrifice unto the Creator, the Heavenly Father, the bright and glorious angels. We sacrifice unto the shining heavens. We sacrifice unto the bright, all-happy, blissful wisdom of the holy angels of eternity. Grant to us, Heavenly Father, the desire and the knowledge of the straightest path, the straightest because of the heavenly order of life, the best life of the angels, shining, all-glorious.
As health is excellent, so also is eternal life, both flowing from the heavenly order, the creator of goodness of the mind, and of actions of life performed for devotion to the creator of eternal life. We sacrifice unto the sovereign sky, we sacrifice unto the boundless time, we sacrifice unto the endless sea of eternal life. We do invoke the most glorious law, we invoke the kingdom of heaven, the boundless time and the angels. We invoke the eternal holy law. We follow the paths of the stars, the moon, the sun, and the endless light, moving around in the revolving circle forever. and truthfulness in thought, word, and deed who place the soul of the faithful man in the endless light of eternal life. The Heavenly Father possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was.
When there were no depths, I was brought forth. While as yet He had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the beginning of the dust of the world, when He established the heavens, I was there. When He set a circle upon the face of the deep, when He made firm the skies above, when the fountain of the deep became strong, when He gave to the sea its bound, that the waters should not transgress His law, when He marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was by Him as a master workman, and I was daily His delight, rejoicing always before Him, rejoicing in His habitable earth. And my delight was with the sons of men. For eternity the Heavenly Father reigneth. He is clothed with majesty and strength. He is from everlasting.
The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Heavenly Father on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as eternity. And all the children of light shall be blessed in Him, and all men shall call Him blessed. Let the whole earth be filled with the glory of the Heavenly Father, the earthly Mother, and all the holy angels. I have reached the inner vision, and through Thy Spirit in me, I have heard Thy wondrous secret. Through Thy mystic insight, Thou hast caused a spring of knowledge to well up within me, a fountain of power pouring forth living waters, a flood of love and of awe-embracing wisdom, like the splendor of eternal light.
The Angel of Work. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? The sun ariseth, and the brothers gather together. They go forth unto their work in the fields. With strong backs and cheerful hearts they go forth to labor together in the garden of the brotherhood. They are the workers of good, because they work the good of the Heavenly Father. They are the spirit, conscience, and soul of those who teach the law and who struggle for the law. With the right arm and the left they till the soil, and the desert bursts forth in colors of green and gold. With the right arm and the left they lay the stones, which shall build on earth the kingdom of heaven. They are the messengers of the Angel of Work. In them is revealed the holy law.
O Heavenly Father, how manifold are Thy works! In wisdom hast Thou made them all. The earth is full of Thy riches. Thou sendest the springs into the valleys, which run among the hills. Thou settest the mighty trees in their places, that the birds of heaven may have their habitation, and sing sweetly among the branches. Thou givest herbs for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. In the hands of the brothers all Thy gifts bear fruit, for they are building on earth the kingdom of heaven. Thou openest Thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou sendest forth Thy Spirit, they are created. And together with Thy holy angels, they shall renew the face of the earth. O Thou Heavenly Father, Thou who art one alone, reveal unto the children of light, which is the foremost place wherein the earth feeleth the greatest joy? The Heavenly Father answering said,
It is the place whereupon one of the brothers who follow the holy law steppeth forth, with his good thoughts, good words, and good deeds, whose back is strong in service, whose hands are not idle, who lifteth up his voice in full accord with the law. That place is holy, whereon one of the brothers soweth the most of corn, of grass, of fruit, where he watereth that ground which is dry, or draineth the too wet soil. For the earth hath been given unto the keeping of the children of light, that they treasure and care for it, and bring from its depths only that which is for the nourishment of the body. Blessed are the children of light, whose joy is in the work of the law, who labor in the garden of the brotherhood by day, and join the angels of the heavenly Father by night. From their lips is the story told, which doth serve as a teaching for the sons of men. It is said that the trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them. And they said unto the olive tree, Reign thou over us. But the olive tree said unto them, Should I leave my fatness, wherewith by me they honor God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? And the trees said to the fig tree, Come thou and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, Should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit, and go to be promoted over the trees? A man of the law who fulfills his tasks does not need further blessings.
The Heavenly Father. In the heavenly kingdom there are strange and wondrous works, for by his word all things consist. There are yet hid greater things than these be, for we have seen but a few of his works. The heavenly Father hath made all things. A beauty of heaven, the glory of the stars, give light in the highest places of the heavenly sea. Sentinels of the Most High, they stand in their order, and never faint in their watches. Look upon the rainbow and praise him that made it. Very beautiful it is in the brightness thereof. It compasseth the heaven about with a glorious circle, and the hands of the Most High have bended it. By his law he maketh the snow to fall apace, and sendeth swiftly the lightnings of his judgment. Through this the treasures are opened, and clouds fly forth as fowls. By his great power he maketh the cloud firm, and the hailstones are broken small. At his sight the mountains are shaken, and at his will the south wind bloweth.
The noise of the thunder maketh the earth to tremble, so doth the northern storm and the whirlwind. As birds flying he scattereth the snow, and the eye marveleth at the beauty of the whiteness thereof, and the heart is astonished at the raining of it. So do the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Who hath made the waters, and who maketh the plants? Who to the wind hath yoked the storm clouds, the swift and even the fleetest? Who, O heavenly Father, is the creator of the holy law within our souls? Who hath made the light and the darkness? Who hath made sleep and the zest of the waking hours? Who gave the recurring sun and stars their undeviating way? Who established that whereby the moon doth wax and whereby she waneth? Who, save thee, heavenly Father, hath done these glorious things? Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art the law.
Thy name is understanding, thy name is wisdom, thy name is the most beneficent, thy name is the unconquerable one.
Thy name is he who maketh the true account, thy name is the all-seeing one, thy name is the healing one, thy name is the Creator.
Thou art the Keeper. Thou art the Creator and the Maintainer. Thou art the Discerner and the Spirit. Thou art the Holy Law.
These names were pronounced before the creation of this heaven, before the making of the waters and of the plants, before the birth of our Holy Father, Enoch, before the beginning of time. The Heavenly Father planted the holy tree of life, which standeth forever in the midst of the eternal sea. High in its branches sings a bird, and only those who have journeyed there and have heard the mysterious song of the bird, only those shall see the Heavenly Father. They shall ask of him his name, and he shall answer, I am that I am, being ever the same as the eternal I am. O thou Heavenly Father, how excellent is thy name in all the earth! Thou hast set thy glory above the heavens. When we consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Yet thou hast made a covenant with the children of light, and they walk with thy holy angels. Thou hast crowned them with glory and honor. Thou madest them to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and gavest unto them the task of nourishing and protecting all that lives and grows on thy green earth.
O Heavenly Father, how excellent is thy name in all the earth! Hear the voice of one who cries out to thee. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee, for thou hast possessed my reins, as the hart panteth after the water brooks. So panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for the living Heavenly Father. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the rock and the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Heavenly Father.
Those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the law, Thou art our refuge and our fortress. We will trust in the holy law. And the Heavenly Father shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall we trust. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. We shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. For by day we shall walk with the angels of the earthly mother, by night we shall commune with the angels of the heavenly Father, and when the sun reacheth its zenith at noontide, we shall stand silent before the sevenfold peace, and no evil shall befall us. Neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling, for he hath given his angels charge over us.
To keep us in all their ways, the Heavenly Father is our refuge and strength. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river which floweth to the eternal sea. Beside the river stands the holy tree of life. There doth my Father dwell, and my home is in him. The Heavenly Father and I are one.
We appreciate your company on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Up next is Planet Earth, our loving home, right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. We bid you farewell and God bless your days with ever more joy and tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.